Next question is going to be Madison, M-A-D-I-S-O-N, Cain, C-A-I-N, 2/24/98. Today is the 13th. Chief complaint, headache, cough, congestion, arm pain, leg pain, abdominal pain, nausea, diarrhea. I think I might have COVID. 25-year-old young lady with history of asthma was seen at a urgent care on Saturday, had a chest x-ray, was told that her asthma is acting up. They did not do a COVID test, but with her GI symptoms today prompted us to proceed with a COVID test. Her respiratory symptoms are definitely better because she was treated with prednisone, but her COVID is definitely positive today. COVID immunization, 2021, medical problems, a history of asthma, gallbladder disease, medication, Advair, rescue inhaler, nebulizer, just recently finished a course of steroids, surgery, gallbladder surgery, appendix. Last period, February of 2023. She's married, has two kids, works as a court clerk, C-L-E-R-K, court, allergen and drug allergy, family history, asthma. Patient's alert, awake, no distress, 169 pounds, no significant change, 100%, 98.5, 16, 89, 111 over 77. Heart positive, some positive, so lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck for JVD, shows no eyes, the coast with an agent, TMs are red, portion of pharynx is red and inflamed. Number one, COVID-19 positive. Number two, severe arm pain and leg pain, no sign of DVT noted on the ultrasound examination. This was done because of history, because of COVID can increase hypercoagulability. Next one is nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, most likely related to COVID. I don't see any evidence of gallbladder disease. No, her gallbladder is gone, and I don't see any evidence. No other abnormality noted in the GI tract. Next number, status was appendectomy. Next number, dizziness. Next number, no issues noted with the carotid. Next one is tachycardia. Echocardiogram is within normal limits. Next one is lymphadenopathy. Copious amount of lymph nodes noted in the chest. I'm sorry, in the neck. Next one is chest x-rays up to date per Saturday at the urgent care. Next one is breathing stable. Next number, findings discussed with patient. We talked about as far as medication choice is concerned, she received Z-Pak, Medrol, Dospak, also Decadron and Rocephinogram now. Next number of patients also given Paxlovid in face of her asthma, even though this appears to be stable. Next number, if you have chest pain, shortness of breath, or any of the symptoms, come here or go to the emergency room right away. Thank you.